Why don't you say it? Because I don't like it.
What is it you don't like exactly?
I don't like that thing that you want me to say.
the thing that
about kicking.
Kicking a what?
Pig.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Scientology. Developed by L. Ron Hubbard, Scientology is a religion that offers precise path to leading a complete and certain understanding of one's true spiritual nature and one's relationship to self, family, groups, mankind, all life forms, the material universe, the spiritual universe, and the supreme being. Check them out at Scientology.com and don't forget to use the special spiritual checkout code of DI Plus for a expensive discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Scientology-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel. You know, you should have had it sponsored by Flappy Bird.
I don't get to choose the sponsors. I don't get to choose the sponsors, Adam. You know, these are people that have paid their hard-earned money to be here on the front of our show. We charge an exorbitant. Some people have described it as exorbitant. I don't feel it's exorbitant. I feel that we are worth exactly what we charge, which is nothing.
We're worth at least nothing.
Correct. This is the thing that blows my mind. All right. So if you've first of all, by the way, it's 10 o'clock. It's 10:10 on a Tuesday evening. And what does that mean, Adam?
It's actually 9:10 on a Tuesday, and that means DI Plus is coming screaming at you through Tay Interwebs over at Pride48.com. And if you'd like to join us in this very special show, which I just erased the chat room from my screen, but if you'd like to join us, go over to Pride48.com, click on the chat room, and you could join Brian, that blue jeans guy, Doobie something or other. It's all about Dan. It's all about DeAndre. It's all about Joey Crapper. I mean, CACP. Mm-hmm. Pleased to meet you, Christian. Ramble Redhead. RT Cruiser. Toppy Smelly. Good Humor Penguin, who's not currently saying anything in the chat room.
There you go.
We always lovely bartender.
Dante. Right. So we know, I mean, I realize that it's 9:10 your time, but just to make sure that we don't confuse people, it is 10 p.m. Eastern time.
But I live in the only time zone that matters.
I understand that you live in Arkansas. I understand that. I do. All right. So what I was going to say, I don't even remember what I was going to say. What was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say.
I don't know.
Shit.
Because I don't have ESP.
What were we talking about? We were talking
about it should have been sponsored by Flappy Bird.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. This is what upset. So if you don't have a podcast of your own, then perhaps you are not privy to these kinds of emails that we get occasionally in our email box. I'd like to share one with you now, dear listener. This comes in from a person who has contacted us a couple of times before, and it says, and you know it's sincere when it starts off with "to the guys at dubious intent."
Oh, I didn't even put that in the I wasn't going
to
read it.
No, I was just saying. Here's a little tip. Here's a little tip. If you're wanting us to plug something of yours on, you know, for real, because, you know, we do it for fun, right? We don't actually, all of our sponsors at the beginning of our show are fake. If you want us to plug something of yours for real, you can at least use our name.
You can pay us.
This is a whole, he gets really, he's like, it's almost, I'm writing you again to ask if you'd like to take a look at my book for possible use on your podcast. Right. Let's see. Just, I'm including my web. Say hi. You know, I'd be more than happy to send you a copy for review. I'm also a pretty great interview if you want to talk about the book with me. Right.
It's Redhead loves to interview people.
I'm sure that this is a really nice guy. I'm sure, you know, I'm not trying to, if you're listening, sir, I'm not trying to be, I'm just saying, it seems like a form letter to me if it starts off by saying, to the guys at Dubious Intent. There's only two of us, right? Clearly. And if you've ever listened to our show, you know all you have to do is just send us in a stupid little piece of copy, and we'll be happy to read it, because that's what we do. So there you go.
But we could get free stuff, because he said he would send us a free copy. I don't know if it's an electronic. I didn't even look. I surely it's like an ebook or something, which
it is.
I mean, I want to send
no,
him
no,
my,
no. It's a real book. But he has a website and stuff like that. Anyway, so Adam, how the hell are you?
Well, I would be better.
You would be better if.
Well, if my dog. I don't even know how to say. I mean, I want to like have some witty way to get into this. And everyone's going to say, oh, it's normal or whatever. Okay, my dog.
Now, hold on. Have you listened to the latest It's All About Me?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you know, they had an entire segment about what you're about to talk about.
Oh, well, I need
they
to listen,
offered,
maybe.
They offered advice on what you get with. I don't even own a dog, and I thought that entire
did
segment that they did.
Did I mention this last week?
Yes. I thought the entire segment that they did about the puppy meal dogs was just, I learned more about... puppy potty problems in that what it felt like 10 minutes, but it was easily like a 30-minute segment. I mean, they really went in depth on the entire puppy.
Well, I don't remember. So this exact thing that you see in the Trello, I mentioned last week.
Yes, apparently you did, because they talked about it on. Anyway, go ahead. But please, for those people who may not have yet caught up on It's All About Me. What exactly?
If I brought it up, I apologize. My dog likes to eat shit. Okay. I don't know. Maybe I thought I just mentioned her diarrhea last week.
You did.
And the fact that she, you know, that she was sick and I had to take her to the vet and they said she had a parasite that was common.
And you don't see these two things being related, that your dog likes to eat fecal matter and your dog has diarrhea. You don't think that those two things could be related in some way, shape or form?
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, well, actually you can get a parasite by eating fecal matter. That is true. If there is a parasite in the fecal matter,
then eating it would.
So,
yes.
For days, we had problems getting her to eat normal food, like, you know, dog, the stuff that is made to eat, right? And then.
AKA dog food.
So she's having this diarrhea. So she goes out and Mark takes her out, right? And she has some more diarrhea in the snow because there's been snow on the ground for like 2 weeks. It's like last week.
Perhaps she's trying to write her name on the
snow.
I don't
know. But anyway. And he doesn't catch it. So she literally puts her face down in the snow where she's had diarrhea and starts to like lap this up. And I'm not out there, but he brings her in and she has a shit mustache where she has been.
So did you take a picture of her with the shit mustache?
No, I didn't.
Because you could do one of those internet memes, or as they like to call it on that other show, a meme. But you could have done, you know, like a little picture of Sydney's face there with the caption, you know, got shit.
No, I did. It was gross. But anyway, so I'm not even kidding. She had like, anyway, she's getting better now. I mean, it's gotten better, but we have to really watch her and like hold a treat in front of her mouth and then have the toilet paper.
I'm just gonna stop you right there, because we scatologically, we are not the show to turn to. I don't often do this, but ladies and gentlemen, if you, you know, for all of your scatological discussions, you really should check out It's All About Me podcast.com. Go over there, check them out, subscribe to them on YouTube, not on YouTube, subscribe to them on iTunes or whatever feed catcher you have of your choice. Adam, have you been watching the Olympics?
I have not.
You have not. You know, I have, Robert has been watching it and,
Aren't I supposed to be boycotting the Olympics because Russia is anti-gay?
No, fuck that shit.
Wait, I'm doing, everybody who hates me for going to Chick-fil-A, I, Adam Burns, am boycotting the Olympics because Vladimir Putin hates gays.
Right. And so, and us boycotting the Olympics is going to solve that or make that, you know, to the front in what way, shape, or form.
Just like me eating at Chick-fil-A doesn't affect that, but people hate that.
So, all right. So wait, let me get this straight. So by us purchasing a Coke product, we are somehow putting money into Vladimir Putin's pocket. Hey. I would like someone to explain to me exactly how this works in their head, because as I recall, and you know, I'm just a simple person who reads things on the internet. As I recall, Russia paid like an insane fucking amount of money to build these stadiums and to do all these things and to pay to have the rights to do the Olympics. And when Coca-Cola sponsors the Olympics, the money is going to the Olympic organization, not to Vladimir Putin, not to Russia even. It is going to the Olympics. So by boycotting the sponsors of the Olympics, exactly how are you sending a message to Vladimir? I'm totally fucking confused by this whole thing.
I'm not, I don't boycott things. I just haven't been interested. That's all.
But here's the thing. Someone in the chat room says that it's really boring, and I kind of am inclined to agree with that. However, you know, my husband is a former roller skater, and he enjoys watching the figure skating. And I'm sorry, but there is nothing more fabulous on television right this very moment than Johnny Weir. Have you been, if nothing else, just Google Johnny Weir to see the outfits that he has been wearing. I forgot about him.
Is he actually doing a good job, or is he just like...
He's doing it. Well, of course he is. He's a former Olympic athlete. He knows his shit, right? He's like catching things that the other commentators don't. He's like going, oh, on her third rotation, she didn't quite have her lead.
Oh,
and then
he's
then they
a commentator.
This.
He's not competing. Yeah.
No, he's not. He's a commentator. But you should see the outfits he's wearing every night. It's amazing. It's just kind of like a big finger to the gay, you know, the anti-gay folks in Russia. He's there in bright pink jackets with necklaces and lipstick on. He looks fabulous.
Hey, chat room, I asked a question. You guys are not paying attention.
Which is what?
I typed it in the chat room because I have forgotten something that you guys need to remind me. And I typed it in the chat room.
I can pantomime it for you.
Well, Ooh. Well, you know what? I think that really, actually.
Yeah.
You look like a scary bear or something.
Oh, it's, yeah, exactly. Right. But this is what I was thinking. So I was watching the Olympics. You know what I thought? I thought to myself, we should have a podcast Olympics. We really should have a podcast Olympics, because you can just think of the possibilities of doing. You take the idea that they did on It's All About Me with the parade, right? The virtual parade and whatever. And instead, what we do is we play the podcast and we do that commentator thing over the top of them, right? It's just kind of like a Big Fatty is setting up the joke now. This is his third attempt now to try to make this joke, and don't know if he's going to... Oh, misses the pronunciation on that.
Oh,
that's going to cost him. The Russian judge is really going to nail him on that one.
We got to deduct some points from Poodle McDoodle in the background.
Right, I mean, we could start it off with the, big, you know... Let's see. It is a balmy 83 degrees in Florida, the Sunshine State, the site of this year's annual podcasting Olympics. Oh, did I say annual? I meant every 4 years, but I don't know the word for that, so I don't know what it is. It looks like now stepping up to the podium is the president of the podcasting Olympics himself, Mr. Adam Burns. He is now standing out in front of the crowd. He's going to address them. Let's take a listen to what he's going to say.
Does your dog eat poop? Because wait, are we on? Welcome everyone to the 1500,000th podcast Olympics.
As you know, the Olympics are broadcast in English and French and Mexican. Let's listen to that translation now, shall we?
Zan az unip olian soak orn oroment amenit. Sisk, Zeretnel, Bulldog, Karaskunt.
Make sure to join us later when we continue our Olympic coverage with the answering of the bacon phone calls. It is an annual, I got nothing. What the fuck was that? Did you hear Big Fatty this week?
No, I didn't. Why?
That was not even a fake clip. I swear to God, this was on an actual Big Fatty episode.
Kazan az unip, olian soak Ornament? Ammoniac?
No fucking clue what the hell that... So it's like, that happens on Fatty Show, right? And then you think, oh, okay, well, it's fine. I'm going to go over to It's All About Me, right? Because they've got a new episode. Let's see.
Did he do his whole episode in whatever language that was? Or what was it?
It was just, I don't know what the fuck that was. It was horrible. And then I go over to It's All About Me. I download their show. I start to listen to it. And then I hear this shit over there. Wait, how do I play the latest show from their website? Oh, here it is. What the hell is this shit? 1980. Ready? What the fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on the internet? It reminds me of this. Apparently a lot of silence. It reminds me of this. Come on, play. Oh my god.
On your mark, get set. We're riding on the internet. Cyberspace set free. Hello, virtual reality.
Interactive appetite. Searching for a website. A window to the world. Got to get online.
Take a spin. Now you're in with a techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
That's what it reminds me of. Like one of those 1980 infomercial things.
So I was told in the chat room, you know, breaking news from the chat room, they're saying that they changed their theme song.
I know they did.
So you're putting down their new theme song, apparently.
Just saying.
I love it.
I'm just saying.
I love your theme song.
It was crazy. It was just crazy. And then Big Fatty was,
Sisk. Zeretnel Bulldog Kara Skunt.
I think he's saying Kara Skunt.
Bulldog.
You could Bulldog.
You could just say
Kara's,
Bulldog.
Kara's Cunt. Oh, dear Gussie. Hello.
Hello, lovey.
Oh, it's
right. With a heavy heart that I report. Hugh Branum died at age 7, knowing as Mr. Green Jeans from the Cat and Kangaroo show. This is Poodle. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, you know, I have to, if indeed we give the dollar, or if we put the dollar in the pot for Hugh Branum, I have to put Poodle McNoodle as the one who called in. But if McNoodle should win.
That wasn't Poodle McNoodle. That was Fatty.
But whoever it was said they were Poodle McNoodle. And then if Poodle McNoodle wins, we have to deliver the money to Poodle McNoodle.
It's true. We do. And I'm sure he'll be
good
in.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Captain.
Morning, Captain.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
Yeah, Mr. Green Jeans. Hugh Branum, dead. So there you go.
Congratulations, Poodle McNoodle.
Congratulations, Poodle McNoodle.
I have some shit over here.
Just slap an old dollar there in the old thing there. Hey, how much are we up to nowadays?
A lot. It is $41.25.
Wow. $41.25.
Yep.
In the old pot right now.
Maybe if people die, we will get to $50.
You know, I just one more thing on the Olympics. Have you seen Bob Costas?
No, but in the Summer Olympics, he looked really bad.
Well, he showed up the first night, and he had like a black eye, right? And apparently he's been gay.
Did he fall on a ski
apparently,
jump as well?
I think apparently Bob Costas is being gay bashed in Sochi, and that is why he actually had to have Matt Lauer fill in for him today. He was in on the phone because he got punched in the other eye, and now he can't see. And it's really sad. So, I'm sorry, out to our gay brother. What's his name? Poodle McNoodle? No, what's his name?
Bob Costas.
Yeah, Bob Costas, who has been brutally, brutally gay bashed at the Winter Olympics.
So someone in the chat room says pink eye.
No. I'm pretty sure he's been gay bashed. Anyway, that was all. I rounded out that card. So there you go. So I only had the one thing left. So go ahead.
So I was just perusing YouTube.
You were looking. There should be a word for that. We should coin a phrase for that. You know, like surfing the internet was not a phrase until someone came up with it. So what would you call perusing YouTube? You know.
Well, you could just say perusing YouTube. You know.
This, sir, is why you are destined to be a millionaire. Go ahead. You are perusing YouTube.
You know, but I guarantee you, though, I tell you who will have ideas for that next week. It will be, it's all about me.
It's all about me.
Anytime we have a question.
I don't understand why they don't charge for their podcast. Kind of like the Wall Street Journal charges because you can make so much money, you know, by reading the Wall Street Journal. That It's All About Me should charge for their podcast because they are a factory of million-dollar ideas that come out.
Now, I realize that there are legitimate places on the internet to get porn. I realize that. But I have been very interested in what can I find on YouTube that's like on the verge.
Really?
Well, not to use for any nefarious meat, but just like I want to see what's on. So I searched for naked. I was just searching for naked men on YouTube.
Naked men.
Naked. And you know, there are a surprising amount of naked men on YouTube. But anyway,
Can we do this at home? Naked men. I'm going to search right now. Yeah, they're World War II, men in uniform.
Yeah, that was actually a collage of various photos. There was no video involved there. It was just naked military men photos. Anyway, so along that same lines, apparently back in the 1940s, in the Navy, they had a real problem with STDs.
Yes.
Like a major problem. They could not keep it in their pants, apparently. And they published videos, YouTube videos. I didn't even know they had YouTube back then, but they
were TV commercials.
They published YouTube videos, and here is just a little of this one that I found, and it does have a naked man in it. Although what he's doing to himself, I don't know. It's not very attractive. Anyway, I'll just play a little bit of this here.
So the condom alone, without further precautions, is never enough. And it is essential that additional protective measures be taken. The first step in prophylaxis is to urinate. The stream of urine forces from the urethra many of the germs that may have entered it.
So, next, they show this. Now, this is like a cartoon of a man. They're highlighting his scrotum and his pubic area. The hands.
Yeah,
they're like telling you all these parts, and now they show a guy washing his scrotum. He's standing. He must be standing on something because his balls are like hanging into the sink.
And wash thoroughly underneath it.
And they show, and you know, he's in pretty good shape.
After carefully drying the penis,
but then,
yes. One of the individual prophylactic tubes available at the sick.
They have this tube of
you can get prophylactic treatment at a
something.
Regular store station.
I don't know what it is.
Within an hour. Since these tubes are effective only when properly used.
But he takes the tube.
Sure,
I'm waiting to the tube.
The tube.
First, inject into the urethra about half of the contents
God.
Of the tube, grasping the head of the penis at once to prevent escape of the ointment.
No!
Second, massage the penis for at least 3 minutes.
I can't even see this video and it sounds painful. Can you stop this
video?
So
he takes this tube of ointment.
Yes.
And he, in this guy in the video, he has a pretty big urethral opening, if I might say. And so he puts the tip of this tube in his urethra, like he's sounding
dear.
Or something. Those
God.
Of you who don't know what that is, look it up. And he injects this stuff in his pee hole.
Dear God.
The wrong way. I don't even know what it is. And then, so they have delivered this medication in this wax paper thing, and they say when you're done, take the wax paper and put it around your balls and everything before you put your underwear back on so the medicine doesn't stain your clothes. Anyway, this is the kind of things you find. And I was doing some research, and I think it's some kind of mercury solution.
Oh, so that's always nice. Always nice. Just shoot some mercury up your penis. That'll cure it.
This was for, I think, either syphilis, gonorrhea, something like, maybe all of the above.
Oh, dear God.
But he has.
I'm sorry. This just in from the Dubious Intent newsroom. It was not Hugh Branum that died. It was his wife, Joan Branum.
Anyway, that's it. So you will find some very interesting things if you look for naked men
Yes.
On YouTube. I should send that video to my uncle and say, just in case you decide to get frisky, here is some advice from the Navy.
I'm going to need you to do this first.
Right.
The chat room was exploding while I was cringing listening to your sounding story with Mercury. The chat room was pointing out that Hugh Branum had actually died in 1987. And that led me to the internet, where it turns out that Joan Branum passed away.
We cannot award those points.
I know. So we need to take those points back. So I'm sorry. Can we get a new tally for our pot there?
Sure. I got to get to the top. $40.
$40.25. $40.25. So sorry, Poodle McNoodle, but Joan Branum, the wife of Mr. Green Jeans. If she was actually Mrs. Green Jeans and showed up on TV, that would perhaps. And, you know, in fairness, because you wrote it out as Hugh Branum here, I think in fairness, the phone call cut in the middle. It kind of jumped. So I think we had, a Google Voice issue there.
We could have, but he did say Hugh, though. I heard Hugh. I know that.
He did. Oh, wait, hold on. This is a phone call coming in here. I believe it is Big Fatty. Yes?
Hazan Az Unip Olean Soak Oromant Aminiet.
Oh, dear God. I'm going to run that through. Let's see. I go over here.
Okay, Kathy Bacon.
I was
translate.
Exactly. Okay, Kathy Bacon, can you translate what the hell Fatty is saying?
And I will always love you.
Yeah. That's what I thought. That's pretty much
it. That was it. Man, Kathy Bacon was on it.
She is. You know,
that
Kathy
is an
Bacon,
exact translation.
Kathy Bacon is. Oh, wait. Oh, yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Zone. Yes. Marius, the giraffe, shot dead. I think it was a drive-by shooting, something to do with the chimpanzees. I'm not really sure. It's very confusing. But the lions are sleeping well tonight after a good feed. Okay, bye.
Too soon.
Oh, Mamba way.
Too soon. He's talking about the baby giraffe that got put down and then fed to the lions. Over in Australia.
I did not hear about that.
See, and you don't. It's more painful than your urethra story. There you go, right there. So no.
Did the giraffe sound kind of like our goat? Too soon. Sorry.
Too soon. Speaking of goats and sounding and
stop it.
Ann Romney. I have to say something.
Why don't you say it?
This is a well, I have a lot of windows open.
Is that what you had to say? I don't know. Why do you have a lot of windows open?
This is a, do you have the Netflix?
I have Netflix, yes.
There's a new documentary on Netflix. It's actually a Netflix original documentary that I just watched this past weekend. It's called Mitt. Have you heard of this?
I have not, but I bet it's about Mitt Romney.
It is. It is a documentary done about the 2012 election. Actually, it's funny because it starts with the 2008 election where he did not make the, John McCain got the primary, got the Republican primary, won the Republican primary instead of Mitt Romney. And then the rest of the film is with 2012 and everything that it goes through there. It is really good. It was a very good documentary. And here's the thing that I found kind of stunning afterwards. I am about as liberal as they come. I am a very liberal person. I probably disagree with Mitt Romney on virtually every political stance that he could take and that I could take. We would be diametrically opposed. Yet I walked away from that film kind of liking Mitt Romney.
That is a horrible picture in the chat room. The thing about Mormons, because I do believe that he is a Mormon.
He is a Mormon.
Is no matter whether you believe in their religion or not.
Oh, their religion is more batshit crazy than the other.
No, I didn't want to say that. What if we have Mormon listeners? Okay, I did not want to say that. But no matter what you think about their religion, they are like the nicest people you will ever meet in your life.
I think it even all right. So the documentary, by the way, The documentary has almost no politics in it whatsoever. It really is all about this family that is going through this extraordinary event and being in, you know, in the spotlight, and just the, you know, from being a candidate, a former governor candidate, to winning the primaries and then having Secret Service detail added to them and the complications that adds. His wife, you know, who has multiple sclerosis, and Romney.
Stop it.
She has multiple sclerosis. And so her dealings with having to do that and everything, and the kids, and they're just this big tight-knit family. And, you know, you don't see the things that happened during the campaign, right? The things that you would have seen back in 2012, you're not seeing in this movie. This movie is not about, here's the presidential debate, and here's, you know, this point was won by this person, and this point was won by this. You see the aftermath of that. You see the aftermath of him walking back into his family, and they're going, oh, Dad, yeah, you did good, Dad. Yeah, great. And, you know, well, maybe you could have done this, or maybe, you know. And
they all had milk and cookies.
It really,
no caffeine.
Honestly, it's like he could easily have been any of my parents' friends growing up, like another, you know, small town administrator, hospital administrator, or something that comes over for dinner. That, you know, as long as you don't speak about politics or crazy ass religious things, he's a nice guy, right? I mean, it's like I could probably, you know, I was going to say have a beer with him, but he doesn't drink beer. But I mean, I could probably, you know, have dinner with the guy and have a perfectly lovely conversation with the guy, steering away from those things. And it got me to thinking about just how vitriolic we've all become lately. You know, this whole concept of, well, I have to hate this person entirely because their political views are different than mine. Or I have to just unload the most insane, insipid, you know, just string of cut downs to this person on the internet that I don't know because they did something that I just don't approve of. Or it's just, we really have just like put ourselves into this world here where it's just like, we can't see past those things. Yet at some level, we're all human beings, right? We're all like people that laugh, people that have families that tell stories or whatever. And it's just kind of sad. It's not sad. It was kind of nice to walk away from that film going, oh, you know, he's just a regular guy.
Just like, I think, you know, we should all put aside our differences and eat at Chick-fil-A. There is nothing wrong. I mean, it has become so filled with vitriol, this whole thing over Chick-fil-A. Yes. And we should, you know what? Why don't we all eat Chick-fil-A while watching the Sochi Olympics?
You know, here's the thing. If someone can explain to me how boycotting a product is going to change anyone's political views or change any kind of policies along those lines, the day that you guys do that, the day that you guys decide, you can prove to me that by doing this thing, by boycotting X, is actually going to affect a change, then I will join in with that. Until that time, right? Until that time, I don't eat Chick-fil-A because I don't like their food, right? I grew up in the South. It's nothing new to me. Well, I grew up where Chick-fil-A was founded.
I love chicken minis.
It's horrible. It's
like a yeast
Chick-fil-A
roll.
Chick-fil-A is disgusting. It's horrible.
It's like a yeast roll. I mean, who doesn't like a yeast roll?
I don't. It's disgusting.
I love yeast rolls. You don't like yeast rolls?
No, I don't.
Say that 3 or 4 times and yeast roll sounds really weird. That's all I got. But with fried chicken on it. I mean,
starts to sound.
Etnel, bulldog, caras,
cunt.
Hazan.
Sorry, go ahead.
So, yeah, well, no, I want it seriously, though.
I'm sorry. All right, look, I'm going to overrule you here because I'm fat and you're not. I clearly know more about food than you because I eat more. I'm just telling you, Chick-fil-A food, not very good.
I like it, but no, seriously, regardless, it doesn't matter. On a more serious note, which I'm usually not, I know people are not going to believe this, but I am more of a conservative gay. Forget about the sex stuff and the melon and whatever, okay? I attend church. I consider myself a Christian. You know, besides the scriptures that talk about melons, I'm good. But I've always felt like I was kind of in the middle. Like a lot of gay people didn't like me because I was not liberal enough, and I didn't hate, you know, Christians, and I didn't hate all that, right? And, you know, the Christians don't like me because I'm gay. So I'm like right in the middle there. So it's like, why can't we all just love each other? You know,
so in a turnip head in the chat room is saying that it will be okay to actively search you out for being a fag and beat you, kill you just because you're gay. You know what? if I buy Chick-fil-A or I don't buy Chick-fil-A, he's going to have the same view. If he ran into me in the street and had a baseball bat and was able to, then he would like beat me up for being a fag, regardless of whether I bought his sandwiches or not. It's like he's a crazy old rich white guy. He's going to do what crazy old rich white guys do. I think it's far more effective than what we did in Tampa back when I was more actively involved with the HRC, is we organized boycotts, which I think are far more effective than a boycott. And I am all for those. So it's like, if you guys want to like start talking about boycotts, in other words, specifically buying things from country companies because they have pro-gay agendas, and making it clear to those people that we are supporting you because you have a pro-gay agenda, I think that is far more effective than just saying, I'm not going to buy from you, because it's far too easy for a company to say, you know what, we didn't have those, you know, we either made a profit or we didn't. We don't recognize potential profits that we might have lost because someone has boycotted us, right? It's too easy for me to say, I'm not going to buy, you know, I'm going to boycott Chick-fil-A. That's a very easy thing for me to say because I don't like Chick-fil-A. I would never eat there anyway. So it's a very easy thing for me to say, right? It costs me no, and in reality, I wouldn't be buying their food anyway. But it's yet another thing for me to go to, you know, our local Dutch's drive-through here or whatever and say, you know what, I'm here today buying your food because you guys supported the human rights campaign, or that you guys supported this or whatever. That is a far more effective, I think, thing than a boycott. That's all I'm trying to say.
Anyway, people hate me because all I'm saying is that I understand what you're saying. People, you can like someone and not agree with their, or you can at least
you can
be nice
civil
to someone.
You can be civil and respect
right
someone for being a human being, regardless of whether or not you agree with everything they say.
I mean, I'm just up shit creek, you know, because being conservative on the one hand and being gay on the other, nobody likes me. Just to know him.
I know this is the part where I'm supposed to say, no, Adam, lots of people like you, but nah, I'm sorry, the phone's ringing. Yes, hello?
I am calling for the celebrity death phone.
Yes.
This is Mike Perry up in Squamish, B.C. Reporting on the death of Meow. He was a big, fluffy Persian cat that became an internet meme. Okay. That's my entry. Talk to you later. Bye.
I don't know who that is.
Chairman Meow?
No clue. But, you know, I'm getting old, and those internet memes that the youngins have today.
What is going on with our phone? Because it sounded like it jumped also.
I don't know.
What was it?
You see? Reporting on the death of Meow.
Reporting on the death of Meow. It's just like it sounded, something's going on with our phone.
I don't know. I'll call the phone technician tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe Google Voice was having problems. I don't know.
Did a cat die recently? I mean, I'm sure lots of cats died recently, but did a cat, an internet meme cat, die recently?
I don't.
By the way,
there's this thing, this series of interconnected wires that.
Yes, I'm trying to search at the moment. But all right, so Mike in Canada, will you please call us back or email us and let us know what's going on there? So we don't. That's kind of like it's not a, but it's not a yet. Because you're going to have to be you're going to have to give us some clarification. That's all I'm trying to say. So there you go.
I don't know who it is. Is it like that dog that everyone puts words around its head or whatever? It's like a Pomeranian or something. No, I don't know what it is, but there's a dog.
Right. Ooh. Such ringing. Wow. Let's listen.
Hey, boys. It's Boss Boy. I'm calling to let you know that Shirley Temples died at the age of 86. Like,
oh, I don't know. Do we give this to him or not?
I think we do.
Because I'm kind of thinking that she was she 86? Because the news report I'm seeing here says she died at 85.
She was 85. She died.
Right, but he said,
hey, boys, it's Boss Boy. I'm calling to let you know that Shirley Temples died at the age of 86.
But it's not
a rule that they have to get the age right. Unless you're adding another rule.
I know. No, congratulations, Boss Boy. So yay, Boss Boy. Is this his first entry into our contest? I know he's called before, but is this the first time he's won?
I don't know.
Is
Let
he on
see.
Our list for this year?
That is, I do not see another entry for him, so I believe that is the very first, yes, indeed.
No,
it is the very first Boss Boy entry of the year.
Wow.
And I just have to say, I prepared for the show last night. Yes. And then I woke up this morning to Good Morning America,
yes.
And the first thing they say is, Good Morning America, Shirley Temple has died at the age of 85. I'm like, fuck! Anyway.
Let's see. Wait, I have the news story here, the breaking news here. Thousands of minions are mourning Thursday at the news that Colonel Meow, an internet-famous feline, who recently landed a spot in the Guinness World Records, is no longer swinging scotch and plotting his world domination. So it's Colonel Meow. I'm not sure I know what these memes are. Let's see, what is his meme?
Yeah, and then like all this stuff is happening. Boo was on Ellen. Oh yeah, just looking smirk as always. It's so... Don't do that to me! If you prefer the black label, just let me know.
All right, apparently he has his own YouTube channel. Colonel Meow has his own YouTube channel here. Whereas his humans are horrible actors.
Does he wash his nuts in a sink?
He does not.
That's,
all right, what,
that's
are we doing?
What I want to know.
Are we giving this? Are we not giving this? What are we doing?
No.
No, I'm so sorry.
Memes?
Mike.
No.
So sorry. So sorry.
Meme, no.
So sorry. The news. I like how the chat room is like, now if he has Grumpy Cat, now that's a whole different story.
Administrators at a Northern California private school are facing tough questions and offering a big apology after a menu controversy. Students
really tough questions.
Yeah.
What are the tough questions? What are they asking?
We'll see.
Oh. Okay.
Students at, I can't say that, Carondelet High School for Girls in Concord wanted to come up with ways to celebrate Black History Month in a lunchtime celebration. But when the Christian school announced a lunch of fried chicken, cornbread, and watermelon, students and parents were outraged and offended.
Said the head chef. Really? Fried chicken, watermelon, and cornbread?
Yeah.
I would be highly offended just because they left out the collard greens. It's just, really, I mean, if you're going to go that far.
Questions and offering a big apology after a menu controversy. Recently, students at a private high school in Concord wanted to come up with ways to celebrate Black History Month.
She couldn't say the name either.
During a lunchtime celebration. But when the school announced a lunch of fried chicken, cornbread, and watermelon, students and parents were outraged, not to mention offended. NBC Bay Area's Shoa Hurd is live in Concord with more on that story.
Well, Jessica, this happened here at the all-girls Carondelet High School.
So what I want to say, I won't play any more of this, but they have her, as we've discussed before. First of all, let me just say, the person on the scene is, of course, a Black reporter.
Yes. Well, of course. Yeah, you would have to do that to offset the racism.
Right. So, and she's standing in a pitch black area with just some lights, I mean, just some like street lights behind. You can't tell where she is at all, but they feel like they have to put her somewhere. She could be anywhere. She could be in front of my house. You have at night, you know, you have no clue, but she is doing a live shot from the school.
Recent controversy at St. Ignatius High School when a health teacher provided his entire class with condoms and bananas for Gay History Month. Let's go now to our person on the scene, Mr. Fucky McFucknuts.
Right. I mean, well, I never...
I can't believe that they did this with these things.
It's kind of like, and I don't want to belabor the whole weather thing,
yes.
But I am. When it snows here, this is what they do. They send some poor person out there, you know, like they do everywhere else, but the small town reporter, you know, and they feel like they have to drag their foot through an area of snow or ice to show you how slick it is.
What does this have to do with the story that you were just...
Nothing except that they send people out on the scene. So they'll have this reporter out in some arbitrary location.
I think you're just watching the wrong channels, because here's a news report about this story, about the Black History Month with them, the fried chicken and the watermelon. It's like, this was someone that they interviewed on the scene.
For my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh. So, a council worker was left confused after someone...
Wait. So what was the resolution here?
I don't... That you get bored with stories quickly.
Did someone get in trouble for this? I mean, this is clearly a very racist thing to do. I mean, did someone lose their job or get docked some pay or something?
Let's see. Well,
these are the hard-hitting questions. What were the hard-hitting questions that they were being asked? You said we'd find out.
You know, I don't think anything happened. They issued an apology. They said they chose the meal because it was supposed to be a Southern Black cultural doobie who, whatever.
Doobie who.
I just made that up.
Cultural. Cultural.
They yes. changed the menu, but nothing, I mean, no one was sued or anything like that. They just have a bunch of people saying why it's racist. Chicken, watermelon, collard greens, these stereotypes of Black Southern culture that come from the same place.
No, see, right there, I would have a problem with that. Those are not stereotypes of Black Southern culture. That is very much Black Southern culture. It's very much White Southern culture. It's like, that is just Southern food. It's like, now, for Blacks all around, like to say all Blacks eat watermelon fried chicken and cornbread, that's, you know, the stereotype.
It's all about DeAndre says he is a Black man and he does not find it racist. DeAndre, as a Black man, I would assume that you have a large penis. Is that racist?
He does not find that racist.
And would it be racist if I had some of it with fried chicken and watermelon?
As long are you going to share the watermelon and fried chicken, or are you going to like?
I'll share. You know, I like some watermelon with penis. It goes very well.
That's sexist or something. That's gayest, I'm sure. Anyway, please continue to the next one. Please go ahead.
So a council worker was left confused after someone called to say they were being harassed by a frog and needed help.
Just because we're doing racist stories right now, I just need to clarify. We're not speaking about French Canadians, right?
No.
Okay, good.
Nowhere did I say anything about, right? No. The four-legged amphibian was apparently waiting at the bottom of the man's stairs in a crawly West Sussex. I was going to say an England town, but then I changed my mind.
An England town?
But instead of trying to get rid of it himself, he insisted the council should dispatch pest control to his home. We advised him it would probably hop off on its own, but he was adamant the frog was harassing him, a spokesman said. The rogue frog was just one of a number of strange calls received by the Crowley Borough Council's call center.
In England town.
Yes. The authority also revealed it had been asked for money on several occasions, including
by
a man
the, wait,
who
the
wanted...
frog? The frog was no. asking him for money.
I think they're just saying, stupid calls they've gotten. Anyway, some guy thought a frog was harassing him and wanted them to. There's one other. I just want to briefly say,
yes.
I'm not going to read this story, but this was just so sad. Mm-hmm. A woman, a 73-year-old woman, was attacked by a rabid raccoon.
Nobody got time for that.
As she petted it, thinking it was her cat.
Oh.
So the woman fell asleep. And she had her window open, and a rabid raccoon came in her window and got and sat on her face. He climbed on her face, and she was half asleep, and she started petting it. And the thing attacked her.
Oh my God, my cat is in here now meowing at me about this.
Yeah, so she has gashes and puncture wounds all over her face now. From this raccoon that she thought was a cat. Anyway, I basically read the whole story. But there you go. There's the news, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Aaron. Happy birthday to you.
Excellent. Who do we got for our birthdays this week?
Well, once again, I can't tell you who we have.
You know...
But I will play something. So here is the first. It's going to take at least a couple of things for you to get this. So here's the first one.
Here's the first.
In engineering, in manufacturing skill, in the values that bring a better, more satisfying life at General Electric. Progress is our most important product.
All right.
In a moment, in answer to a great many requests, we'll present a film of a fine performance by James D.
Wait, stop. So it's that person?
Yes, but let me play something else here.
Yes.
And one more thing. I know you know who it is already.
I do.
Oh, what is it? Shoot. Oh, well, let me just sing it. Ba bum ba da bum ba dum ba dum ba da dum.
It's Vera Charles.
Why, yes.
The president of the internet, Vera Charles. It's Ronald Reagan.
It is. It is Ronald Reagan, and it is Ronald Reagan's birthday.
It is Ronald Reagan's birthday. Well, happy
Ronald
birthday
Reagan,
to you.
Daniel, Ronald Reagan, amazingly, is 103 years old.
Wow. Wait, hold on. Hello?
Hey, boys.
Oh, it's Donna Sugars.
It's Donna Sugars.
Yes, yes.
So I'm calling the death phone because I don't know if everyone knows this, and I just found this out, and I was more shocked than anything else.
Yes.
You know that Ronald Reagan died, like, years ago?
What?
I totally didn't know that.
I thought he was...
Well, thought I would share. Mm. Kisses, darling. Mwah. Bye.
Mm. You know, I think you should put a dollar in and put her name in the pot there for correcting the news director.
Right. And here I am, like... Man, he's lived such a long time. He's 103. Wow. I wonder if they're having his, what is it, the Smucker, is it Smuckers? That there's that news report in the morning where the
Yeah, Willard Scott.
Smuckers.
Willard Scott. Yeah, Willard Scott probably says, happy birthday to him. And I mean, you don't remember during the last election? I mean, you know, they kept bringing him out at all the campaign stops. And
don't they, when a president dies, don't they literally like carry their body around like, just parade it around for like days.
They strap it onto their back and they carry it around. They literally carry it around with them into the session.
I think they do. They do something.
No, they don't. They put it on display so that people can, it's called, like lying in state or something like that.
Okay. Well, anyway, there you go. So here's the next. Happy birthday, Ronald Reagan.
Happy birthday and congratulations, Donna Sugars, for getting an entry into the.
Here we go.
Fair, you know, coming. They say can't be done.
It's the person singing.
Short time to get there.
Is it the person singing this song, or is this the movie that this was?
It is the movie.
The movie is Smokey and the Bandit.
It is. It's a great movie. I love it.
It's an okay movie. It stars Burt Reynolds, Dom DeLuise. Coors Light, I believe, is featured prominently in that film. Is it Burt Reynolds?
It's like Speed from a long time ago.
Nothing like
Only
Speed.
Without what's her name. Yes, it is Burt Reynolds, who looks like my dad.
He does.
Or my dad looked like Burt Reynolds before he died. Burt Reynolds is, I mean, not, my dad didn't look like him now, but when he was younger. Anyway, but Burt Reynolds is 78 years old.
78 years young. You know that makes him almost a Morgan Freeman.
I think that's older than Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, it makes him like a 1.1 Morgan Freeman or something like that. So.
Anyway, I personally love Smokey and the Bandit, and I also love Burt Reynolds. Just like I like Tom Selleck, because I used to watch Magnum P.I.
Yes.
When I was growing up. Okay, here's the next one. Oh, did I? Yeah, I said how old he was. So here's the next one.
Singing my life with his words. Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly.
Someone is being killed softly.
It is killing me softly. That's
is
true.
Is it the person singing this song?
It is.
It's is it Felicia Rashad?
It is not Felicia Rashad.
Kind of sounds like Felicia Rashad, but, I think.
I could be wrong. Someone who knows this, there is a more recent version of this, but I believe this might be the original version of this song.
Yeah, it's like Carol. Somebody, Carole King.
It is not Carole King. Oh. Was a writer, but it is not Carole King.
Okay, who then?
The chat room has it right.
Oh, it is Cannonball Run.
No, the next line down.
Roberta Flack.
It is Roberta Flack is Killing Me Softly with her song. She is 77 years old.
I believe Roberta Flack was in Cannonball Run with Burt Reynolds.
I don't know. I am not sure about that.
Perhaps I'm thinking of Gumball Rally. I'm not entirely sure. So many of those great movies in the 70s.
You ever watch The Following?
You know, it's funny that you would say that because I just this past weekend watched it on YouTube, got addicted to, on Netflix, got addicted to it, watched the entire season, and then caught up on this season so that I could, and I taped Monday's episode. So I'm actually caught up except for Monday.
That has nothing to do with this next person, but they just brutally kill people for no reason in that show, and it drives me nuts.
It is a show about a cult of serial killers. Which part of them randomly killing people, how is that not something that you should see coming?
I don't know. I watch all kinds of shows where they kill people, but these seem so pointless. Like, they just look,
as long as they don't kill Bobby, I'm fine.
I don't remember who Bobby is.
Bobby from X-Men. He's like, I don't know what his agent. He's the
FBI agent?
Yeah, young FBI agent.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. So here we go. Here is the last birthday that I have. There were many more birthdays, but it's the last one that I have.
Howard Jones. Oh. All right. This is the theme to Boston Legal.
Yes. And there is
This is not the best one. The best theme to Boston Legal is the one where the Asperger's guy is actually like singing it himself.
Okay. Well, there is a sort of tie-in for this one because there is a show that has a very similar feel to it.
Yes.
That as stars the following. Same
person? Does it star the same person?
That stars the same person, yes.
Okay.
You know who it is. Why?
I do. Boston Legal could be several different people.
Show that you hate.
There's a show that I hate.
That is on right now, brand new this year.
It's Doctor. It's the original Dr. Daniel Jackson. It's, why can't I think of his name? James Spader.
Yes, it is James Spader. He is in The Blacklist, which you loathe, apparently.
I despise.
And he looks old in that compared to how he looked in Boston Legal.
Well, can't imagine why. So it's almost as if time moved forward.
Well, maybe. He's not that old. Burt Reynolds looks better than James Spader does, and he's almost 80.
Well, he just needs to sit down with Bob Costas. All right, we do have one more birthday. This comes in from our foreign correspondent. Let's say.
Etnel Bulldog Kara
Cunt. Sarah's Cunt. Congratulations.
Oh, happy birthday to Sarah's Cunt.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sarah. Happy birthday to you.
3, 2, 1.
Contact is the secret, is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make contact.
Excellent. Oh, that's James Spader in the chat room. Not him physically. His picture is in the chat room.
I personally think that we should play two more. I can just put them at the end. I kind of liked Kathy Bacon and Joey.
Just make sure you listen after this show, after our sign off for the other death phone calls. Hopefully everyone's listening. We put an enormous amount of production into including them there with the music and a nice little. Did you listen to them last time?
I am on this show.
Just scroll to the end and listen to the
ahead. No, I don't. I'm just kidding. I have heard.
You know what? Speaking of phone calls, let's go now to our phone, and we have a couple of voicemails here. Let's listen to them, shall we? Hello.
Hey, guys. This is Christopher. Pleased to meet you. And Shirley Temple probably, Archie Cruiser's probably got Shirley Temple already. This is a national gay emergency. Dolly Parton is dropping in May. OMG.
There must really be a problem with Google Voice. She's dropping in May?
Dolly Parton is dropping in May.
I know she's not dead, so I didn't classify this as a celebrity death phone call.
So Christian's the one that's the psychic? See what I did there? Because his co-host did the...
Adam Burns is one of my all-time favorite...
No, that's not his. His co-host said...
But so Adam is the one who's the melon fucker?
Oh, so Christian's the one that's the psychic.
Feral. Well, is her name.
This is Ferrell's co-host, Christian.
Right. So, Messer. Yes, I know.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
He wore the wings, but I was not aware that he's psychic.
I don't. Because he said that.
It went right over my head. I'm sorry. Did he say she's going to die in May? I don't know.
I packed my bags last night for flight.
What flight?
Zero out. 9 a.m.
I have no clue what you're talking about at all. Are you going on a flight tomorrow? I'm lost.
I'm going to be high as a kite by then. All right. Let's see what we got here. Someone is linking Dolly Parton to release her new album in May. Oh, well, that makes a lot more sense. Dolly Parton is releasing a new album in May.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
You didn't know. You probably heard it on Pleased to Meet You first.
Dolly Parton.
But Dolly Parton releasing a new album in May. I have to give credit to somebody here. It's All About Dan from It's All About Me linked us that. How old is Dolly Parton now?
Old. And you know what? She looks better than James Spader as well. I'm just going to say, she's in her 60s. I don't know. I don't know how old she is. She's like
people
65.
That look better than James Spader.
Right. That should be a meme now.
An audiobook. Or a meme. I've heard it both ways. An audiobook by Adam
68.
Burns. Right.
Dolly Parton is 68.
68 years young. All right. Let's get to our next voicemail here, shall we? Hello.
Hi, it's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
You need to resurrect that theme song if you keep teasing it.
I know.
So... Ethan would love to call in and talk to you guys sometime. And next time I'm around him, like I'm not around him all the time.
You just leave your
child. Next time I'm thinking about it.
She just leaves her child unattended for like large swaths.
Next time we're out for coffee.
Next time I see my 3-year-old child running around here, I don't know where the hell he's at right now. Last I saw he was running into the supply closet with a fork, heading for the breaker box. I'm not really sure what he's doing there. I'm trying to find the... the thing. I was trying to be slick here and find this while I found the, so is this the Carrie theme? But the point is, I don't even know why I'm, no, that's the theme song for a podcast I never did. Let's see.
you have themes for old, for podcasts that never were born. They were.
Yeah, that was the theme song for, but the point is, I don't even know why I'm, I don't even remember what the hell I was talking about.
It's like I was saying something, but then... Oh!
But the point is... I don't even remember what the hell I was talking about. I don't even know why I'm...
We appreciate you calling into DI Plus. We'll be with you momentarily.
See? I actually made the music for that.
Are important,
I made the music for that in GarageBand. Anyway, let's move on.
And I will let him call and send you a blubbering mess of a phone call because you have to remember he is only 2.
Oh, he's 2.
As well, as much of a vocabulary as he has because he is a smart one.
Yes.
He, I don't know how interesting he would be to your audience. Having him on as a guest after the porn star, now he wouldn't know what a porn star is at all, but that would, yeah, I'm not sure, but maybe. Maybe sometime this week, if I remember, I'll have Ethan call and give you a blubbering mess of a phone call. Maybe he'll tell you what a fox says or something.
Right. What a fox says.
When the fox says. Isn't that a song? Carrie,
yes, Adam.
You know, of course Ethan wouldn't know what a porn star is because they're Mormons. So, wait, what are they? Maybe they're not Mormons. Are you, Carrie?
She's just Christian. Just regular run-of-the-mill Christian.
Me too. It's fine.
What is this show called?
Huh?
This show is called Dubious Intent.
Yes, it is called Dubious Intent.
I'm so close. I am so close. I'm in the right. I know I've got this.
Almost there. Almost. Just keep going.
Now it's time for the show.
No, that is not it.
The female lesbian show.
Also, this one. I made this one too.
Maddie exploded in the guest bathroom last night.
It was disgusting.
Who is this Shaquanda, and why does she show up in all of our episodes?
There's also this
hey,
one.
Adam, well, we got your message.
I like that one.
The one you left, and we hope that you left it with your sweet intent. In a minute or less, when you call to confess, make all your stresses go bye-bye.
I think we're losing listeners.
We got your message. Because we don't answer the phone.
And I cannot find the carry.
Alden. Chat room, shut the hell up.
All right.
Before you even say anything, shut up.
Let's get to our last phone call.
Look
here,
how many
we?
Idlers we have in the chat room right now.
Right.
Mistaken.
Yeah.
I'm just listening. I love the obligatory sighs.
You know what? This is how sad this is. I think I know what she's talking about. If you listen to the last show, to the end of the last show where I strung all of the death calls together at the end, the ones that didn't make it on the show, like half of them all end with people going, and hanging up.
Well, that's what they do now. Turnip Head started.
I know. It's a Kathy Bacon thing. That's awesome.
I thought Turnip Head started that.
Well, it was Kathy Bacon. Turnip Head was the first person to pick up on doing it outside of Kathy Bacon. Because I said on a Kathy Bacon phone call, my God, I said on a Kathy Bacon phone call, look, this is what you see. She can't even say goodbye. So that if you call in and you can't say goodbye, you can just exhale loudly. That's it. Do we have any other phone calls? I don't think we do. Do we have any emails?
We don't.
Okay.
Excellent. So are they going to, so when Ethan calls in, is he going to do this? Is it going to be like, what's this? Hold on.
Easy.
And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. What does the fox say?
Is that what he's going to do?
Yes, that is what he's going to do.
I like that song. It's kind of nice.
He's going to call in and do that. No, I figured we could set up a time to talk to him. And it's fine.
Oh, well, you know, you want to try talking to a two-year-old.
Yeah, we don't have to do it on the show live. We can play it on the show. But I'm just saying we could you know, figure out, you know,
okay.
Say hi to him and talk to him about his...
We could talk to Sydney, too.
Yeah,
ask
we could
her
talk
why
to...
she likes to eat poop.
Right.
I can probably get her to say something.
Get her to say something there and just be like, gee, why isn't... Oh, shit, where's the thing at? Oh, God damn it. I had it and then I lost it. And it's like, why isn't the dog drinking? DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. You know, I held it, and then the last 10 minutes of the show, just crap. Just, we were going fine, and then I got distracted.
You were,
and then,
you were like, it's like someone perusing YouTube. You were like perusing one of your folders. Like, oh, let's reminisce. Let's go back to like 1987 when, you know.
And this week's long distance dedication goes out to Carrie. It's a song written just for her.
And you still couldn't find the song.
I know.
I
swear to God, I'm going to try to find it. All right. There's the other one. There was an Auntie Vera Charles theme there, too, that I'm missing. All right. So
make yourself put a post-it note. Find the Carrie theme.
All right. Good night, chat.
Good night, David.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Shirley Temple Black has died. She's taking the good ship Lollipop to heaven. Oh well, no one lives forever. Bye.
Hey, it's me again, Shirley Temple. It's 6:05 Tuesday morning, February 11th, and it's Kathy Bacon and Shirley Temple dead. So now, will it be morbid to drink the Shirley Temple drink? Heavy on the grenadine? No? Okay.
Hello, Death Phone. This is Joey Bluehecker. I just got news that Shirley Temple has passed. She's now tap dancing in the sky with the... Well, this isn't going to get racial, but can you picture finding the black angel and going, teaching him how to tap dance on the staircase with her? Anyway, Shirley Temple. I think she was a former ambassador to Shirley Temple Black, I think is what it was. Anyway, Shirley Temple is dead. So tragic. I'm just waking up from when I was notified that Shirley Temple was dead, so that's why I sound like this. All right. Take care, folks.
Hi, guys. It's Baron Frosty from Next Buy. I'm calling for my $1 prize. I'm Shirley Temple, dead.
Hopefully I'm the first caller. Hello, this is Larry, also known as Keesledge. It turns out that Shirley Temple has passed away at the age of 85. She's sailing away on the good ship Lollipop.
Hello guys, this is David Ickley, James Guy, calling in for the Celebrity Death Phone. Looks like Shirley Temple Black, longtime child actress and government official and all kinds of things, has died at 85. Very sad. This is David Ickley, James Guy, calling in and saying, talk with you soon. Bye. How do I hang this damn thing up?